Shopping for a Browns fan this season, this holiday season, well, the best fans in the NFL need their gear. Shop the best selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the store at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or go to shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a Therapy Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Had a chance recently to, like today, like within the last hour or so, well, just before we went to air, to sit down with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski. Let's give that a listen. Coach, the first place I want to start is this discussion of frustration. Joe Hayden put that topic at the top of the list, and really it's the second week in a row that a member of that secondary has been kind of outspoken and emotional, T.J. Ward after the Pittsburgh game, but Joe especially with his emotional response to questions. Your reaction to that as the head coach?
Well, I think that the fact that he's disappointed, the fact that he's frustrated and upset is a good thing. That says a lot about Joe. I feel the same way after a loss. And, you know, he cares an awful lot. He works extremely hard at his craft to be the best he can be, and he wants to win. And we want guys who are Cleveland Browns that feel that way. You know, he's a great player. I felt like I saw his comments. He's being accountable in terms of his own performance. He's made great plays for us. Games never really come down to one play. There's a lot of plays, and it was a team loss. You know, he wants to be perfect. Everybody makes mistakes, and I expect Joel will get better going forward.
I know you want those competitors. You want those people, the players, to feel the pain in your locker room. Do you worry, though, at all that that can transcend into something else for you as a head coach, to have a team just kind of focusing on that and not putting it toward the what you want, which is improved performance?
Yeah, well, that's the thing that we have to make sure we do as coaches, and I do as the head coach, is make sure that energy, frustration, and motivation is funneled in a way that makes the guys get better and them work to get better and improve. And ultimately, that's what this is about.
What do you say to a team after a game like that and after a 6-loss in 7 games?
Well, very similar to what I said in the press conference, that you know, it's not a mystery why we lost the game. It's not we're not cursed. It's not a matter of bad luck. There's tangible reasons that we can control and get better at, and that's the thing that's encouraging, that we can do something about it. We as coaches, we as players can control the things that have caused us to lose the last few weeks. We've talked a lot about those things, those critical mistakes, and that when we rectify them, we'll give ourselves chances and opportunity to win games.
You made reference in your news conference earlier today about having your plan and wanting to stick to that and seeing better things ahead by staying with that plan. Can you expand on it and explain what that plan is all about?
Yeah, it's really about defining and continuing to develop what we want, what we expect from guys on our team, to continue to work to develop them and their mindset and how we play, and, you know, and basically seeing what we need to do going forward. And that has become clearer and clearer in terms of what we need to do. And as we move down the road, that plan continues to evolve. I believe in our plan and what we're doing, and we're going to succeed. We will win here, and I remain undaunted in my commitment to that and believing in that.
Do you worry, though, at all, after some of the success you had earlier this season, that some of what was encouraging going forward was, okay, maybe they won't be a playoff team, or it'll be a real tough ride to get to that point, but at least there's something to build upon. There's some positive signs, especially on the defensive side, to go along with Josh Gordon's performance, that in any way there's regression here that worries you as a coach?
Well, the thing that a lot of times gets overshadowed in the end result of losing are a lot of the things behind the scenes that you see on a day-to-day basis. As you're working with the guys, you see the improvement, you see things that are starting to grab hold of the guys on the team and guys that you know are a big part of this team, and you know, you see the things you like, but you lose. So those things just get overshadowed. And that's the tough thing as a head coach, is that when you know things are going the right direction, sometimes you know the light's there, but you have to walk in the dark to find it. And you know where it is, and ultimately you're going to find that light. And that's how I feel about what we're doing right now, that we will find that light.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coach, your quarterback situation, I don't know of anything like this that I've really seen in my own experiences, and I've been around this league a long time. Brandon Whedon sustains a concussion, and exactly when, no one really knows, but we found out about it about an hour or so after yesterday's game. And if he can't play Sunday at New England, it would be a sixth different starting quarterback in 13 games. That's a staggering number. That really is.
Yeah, it is, and certainly that's not the plan, or wasn't never the plan. We have to adjust to the things that happen during the course of the season, and I think I really look at our team and the strength of those guys in the locker room and them being able to go through all those different changes. And a lot of times you'll see that change, one change alone, can really affect the team. And I think these guys, it says a lot about them. I've talked about the character in the locker room. I talked about how bad these guys want to win. I think it says a lot about our coaching staff and the guys responding to every time something or there's a change or the quarterback position or whatever it is that's happened during the course of this season. The guys have responded. The guys continue to compete, play hard. And there was, you know, you saw that yesterday in the way that they responded to all the different things that happened to us during the course of the game.
So how do you walk through this the rest of this week? Because you got a situation, obviously, with Brandon, and he's going through the league's concussion protocol, which I know takes some time in the evaluation there. You got Jason Campbell coming back from the or trying to come back from the concussion he suffered against Pittsburgh last week. And the only healthy quarterback you have right now as we speak is Alex Tanny, who came off of Dallas's practice squad, who's very limited in anything. He's never played an NFL game. So as you look at how things are going to unfold through the rest of this week, give us a sense of how you manage that.
Well, there's multiple scenarios that we have to be ready for. And as we get more information on Brandon and Jason and get a sense of where they're at as they're going through the NFL concussion protocol, we'll know a little bit more of where to go. All the possibilities are out there, whether it's either one of those two guys I mentioned or Alex Tanny or potentially another guy who's not on the team right now. All those possibilities are still alive, and we'll just wait and see as we go. And we'll get whoever it is that's going to be our starter, we'll get them ready to play.
You don't want anyone to give you an excuse for yourself. You're not making any for you. But my God, as a head coach, seriously, I mean, you just said something that sticks with it. You may have a quarterback that you don't even know his name yet be your starter for Sunday's game against New England. That's a real possibility.
It is. It is. And you can't do anything about that other than move forward. And that's what you talk to the team about. It is the situation, and we have to adjust, and we have to deal with that and go forward. And whoever that is, again, get him ready and put him in the best position to help us win.
Brandon Whedon had it was a bizarre day that came to a bizarre ending with that concussion, obviously, but through the day itself, where there were the ups and downs, he was in that early groove, and then the implosion sort of late in the first half. What happened in that sense, and as you look back on it, do you have any regrets of trying to keep maybe that pedal down, knowing you were going to get the ball in the second half, to just have him throw as you did, which ended up with two interceptions and a fumble? Would you have backed off in any way, or were you feeling that, hey, he's gonna get through this?
Well, hindsight's always 20/20. We can look back and certainly say, yeah, I wish we wouldn't have done that. But that's just not our approach. It's not our philosophy. As we went into that series, we talked about seeing if we got something going. We got a couple short passes. We got to midfield. And at that point, we actually had an opportunity on the play with a sack fumble where Josh Gordon was open on the sidelines for about a 25-yard gain. We kick a field goal at that point, go into the halftime, and you get the ball back the first series of the second half. But it didn't work out that way. But generally, we're going to be aggressive. We've been building a mindset. We've been working to continue to build and develop the mindset with our players that we expect and want to go make good things happen. We're not going to wait for bad things to happen. We're not going to be afraid that something bad is going to happen. We're going to be smart about doing it, but we need to continue to develop that mindset because ultimately that's going to help us win games here and hopefully real soon.
And it's unfortunate that I got to bring this up at the last point here, but Josh Gordon, amazing performance these last couple of weeks. I mean, he's really put himself among the very best receivers in this league. Looking at the talent level, people talk about guys like Calvin Johnson or Larry Fitzgerald. I see a guy in Jordan who Josh Gordon who has all this skill, and he's done it in the last 2 weeks now, and all for naught because it doesn't contribute to a victory, which is the most unfortunate thing. But really, his talent level has to be something very special to you, and that is, I guess, something we can look forward to.
Well, he's talented, and we've said this all along, and I mentioned today the signs and the things that are the encouraging part of his development. I saw those months ago, and when we spoke earlier of the team, I think it's very parallel in that way. I see signs of this team. I see signs in guys. I see improvement. I see the foundation being laid out for success. And it's a matter of those results coming. You're starting to see the results with Josh. Now, he's still got a ways to go, and he's still got a lot of things he can get better at, but you're starting to see some of those things. And you know, again, hopefully I expect and we'll see those things with the team.
All right. Coach, thank you very much for your time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Vic.